Yo fam, everything in me resists those things that I do that make me feel better and balanced and whole. Let me explain. Many of you know that I've made some commitments at the end of last year. One was 30 podcasts in 30 days. Check. The other one was yoga. I think I committed to it for 2 months, but 6 months. Been doing that. Breath work. Why'd I say that to last? Every day for 90 days. Not checked. It has been so hard to consistently do my breath work. I did it hardcore for probably somewhere between 30 and 60 days, and then slowly I started cutting back. Part of it was I got so centered when I would do breath work for the podcast, and because I was committed to do a podcast, I was too embarrassed and ashamed to tell y'all I missed one. I would do breath work before, so it was like a guaranteed thing. But boy, when I stopped having to come on and tell you guys every day that I did it or didn't, all of a sudden I'm like, you know, it wasn't even conscious at first. I would wake up the next day and go, crap, I didn't do my breath work. Or I'd crawl into bed and go, crap, I didn't do the breath work. And I'm like, but screw it, I'm not going to do it. Even though there was a couple times before where that happened, you know, get in bed and I go, crap, I got to do it. So I would just do it and do the podcast because I had to come on and admit to y'all that I did or didn't. But yeah, man, it's just so hard. It's getting in the car. I got up at 5 a.m. for the first time to go to this 6 a.m. yoga class. And it was good. It was nice. I'm done at 7 o'clock. It's snowing outside, 26 degrees. And I'm like, oh, I could do breath work and a podcast. I'm like, man, screw that. I don't want to do either. But I was like, at least commit to a podcast. And so right before I took 10 breaths, did my holds, I'm like, you know what? That feels so good. Why do I resist it? I don't know. It's like this, I think that there's an intricate insidiousness of our deep subconscious of, like, whether you want to call it self-sabotage, whether you want to call it, you know, a lot of times for me and my, counseling and therapy is there are parts of me that want things to be the same. They like the way that I get nervous and scared. They like the way that I'm, the way that I, you know, negatively talk to myself, or they're comfortable. Actually, what it is, you know, this IFS type therapy is there are firefighters. There's parts of me that when I go into a stressful situation, they turn on, right? They ramp up, they start to kind of fix it. And if I was to not have that, they wouldn't have a job to do. And so it's interesting how I have these things that I just feel so great after, yet all I do is resist. The same thing. I walked into yoga this morning, and yoga's been weird. It's a weird, odd group. Let's say odd. It's an odd group. Ashtanga yoga, the studio I go to, it's all kind of self-led. You don't have a teacher in front. And so you walk into this room, it's full of people doing yoga. There's all these people that I see 5-6 days a week, and yet we don't talk. Like, you don't have like a beginning, you do the class, and then the end where you get to kind of, hey, what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. Hey, where are you? You know, there's none of that. It's just open yoga for like 3 hours. You kind of come and go as you please. And so I was in there this morning. I got there early, and I actually finally got to talk to a couple people. And this girl goes, what do you think of Ashtanga so far? And I'm like, I basically hate it most of the time. And I do. It hurts. It's hard. It's new. I'm sore all the damn time. I've never consistently got up this early in the morning. I don't like it. One of the things that reason I keep coming is because I made the commitment. I'm much more likely to commit to you guys than I am just to commit to myself, because I'll let myself off the hook. Now, some of the things I do value is I do feel stronger. My joints don't hurt as much, or I don't feel like I'm going to rip an ACL going up, you know, taking a step off the stairs, getting up and down. I mean, I do feel better physically, but boy, do I hurt. And I just, you know, I get to a point where I resent it. I probably experience the same thing in recovery in some sort, where, You know, when you first get into recovery, you first started going to counseling, or, you know, you're first doing something, a new church, and everything's great and everything's great. But at some point, you know, you get tired of hearing those same old people share. You get tired of the, you know, pastor saying this particular thing. You know, the yoga instructor is a bit of a drill sergeant, pisses me off, and I get mad at them for the thing I committed to. But I think that regardless of all those negative emotions that I have or resentments that I have, is the way through it is there ain't nothing to it but to do it. The way through it is to just keep showing up. And I'm hoping that at some point I feel like I'll turn a corner and, you know, it'll be more part of a routine, because I've always liked the idea of getting up early and doing all this stuff. But boy, do I resist it. My favorite thing is go to bed super late, sleep in, do saunas, long baths, anything to just chill and relax, get my body out of like fight or flight or stress and just numb out and zone out. But I equally dislike it because then I'm not productive. But anyway, that's what's up. I miss y'all. If you know someone that would benefit from hearing this, make sure you share it with them. Also, if you haven't already, we'd love a 5-star rating and written review on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Holler at your boy, Joe.